JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head over to Falmouth, Trelawney for a special sitting of the Trelawney Municipal Corporation. And later, a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Why is that bill killing me?
The bill not supposed to so high for your business like this, you know? You should do an energy audit to find out what costing so much.
I can't afford that.
Ever ask your bank about an energy audit grant from the Development Bank of Jamaica?
And what?
The DBJ will pay up to $200,000 for your expert to tell you what making the bill them so high and what if you do if you cut them down.
An energy audit grant from the DBJ? That would have really helped me.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The work of officers in the Trelawney Municipal Corporation has been boosted with the handing over of computer devices to members of the Poor Relief Department. The new tablets and a desktop computer were handed over by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie at a special sitting of the Municipal Corporation recently.
The Poor Relief Department over the years continued to work in most cases with limited resources. They lack the requisite tools to carry out the job, and in most cases they operate in conditions which are not really conducive for the role that they play.
The minister also committed $1 million extra to the work of the Poor Relief Department to assist needy persons in the parish.
I have a passion for poor relief. I have a passion for persons who find themselves in a position that they can't do the things that normal people do. An additional $1 million will be given to their Poor Relief Department to assist in their normal flow, because there are times when cases do come that they would need funding to assist in.
Additionally, all 9 municipal councillors received tablet computers to enhance the efficiency of their day-to-day activities. Friday, September 1 is International Peace Day, and activities are being held under the theme, The Right to Peace. As individuals, we are responsible for strengthening our own core values and attitudes in an effort to build a peaceful society. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn about peace-building plans and policies under Vision 2030. You may also check out the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339 to stay informed.
Teachers of grades 5 and 6, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information invites you to a sensitization session on the National Standards Curriculum and the implementation of the Primary Exit Profile. Sessions are being held across the island, so listen out for your date and venue. St. James, September 25, West Jamaica Conference Center, 2 p.m. St. Catherine, September 26, Old Harbor New Testament Church, 3 p.m. And Manchester, September 27, Bishop Gibson High School at 2 p.m. Sessions will also focus on promoting the health and wellness of our teachers.
And here's a disaster prep tip. In preparation for an earthquake or other disaster, make a supply kit that includes enough food and water for at least 3 days, a flashlight, a fire extinguisher, and a whistle. Consider each person's specific needs, including medication. Additionally, do not forget the needs of pets. Have extra batteries and charging devices for phones and other critical equipment. A message from the JIS. And that's how we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.